Water gently slaps the shore of Trooper Island on Dale Hollow Lake in Clinton County. The 35-acre island was established as a camp for children in 1965 by Ted Bassett, then the director of the Kentucky State Police. He would later become the president of Keeneland for 15 years. At Trooper Island, Bassett envisioned a place where underprivileged children could enjoy a free week of camp. Philip Burnett Jr., the current commissioner of the Kentucky State Police, calls Bassett a visionary.
To be able to start this from scratch, an island, and we think about trying to get the infrastructure here, trying to get all this together for children to be able to come, that was a big feat in itself. But with his vision and hard work by others, they were able to get this to where it is today.
In the last 61 years, the state police say 40,000 children have enjoyed Trooper Island. And one of those campers included the KSP commissioner, who was 12 years old in 1985 when he came to Trooper Island.
My eyes were probably big as half dollars, because I'd always been around lakes and different things, but Dale Hollow Lake, it's a different animal. It is a beautiful place.
Trooper Island has come a long way from the 1960s and 70s when campers stayed in army tents. Today's campers sleep in air-conditioned bunkhouses, fish from a modern sheltered dock, and eat in a cafeteria. There's an archery range, volleyball court, a chapel, and a swimming pool.
Waiting for that whistle.
The Kentucky State Police created a nonprofit to operate Trooper Island, so no tax dollars are used. It's funded by donations, grants, and an annual car raffle. State troopers volunteer to work a week at the camp. Trooper Scott Farrell is the camp director. He gets emotional talking about the campers.
If we can turn one kid around, then our job's done here. That's what it's about to me, is to change one life. Because they may not have the best life, but they can see that there's a better future.
Children 10 to 12 years old are selected from each state police post to attend camp. Easton Carey is a first-year camper.
I got really nervous. I was excited, but I was also nervous at the same time. It's fun. I like it. I'll probably come back next year.
13-year-old Taylor Rawlings is a fourth-year camper and is now a junior counselor. She describes the morning routine.
You wake up, make your bed, and you go get changed, brush your teeth, get ready, and then you come back and you have to clean your cabin up. And then after you clean it, you go line up at the flagpole and you pray.
Thank you for this day. Thank you for the roof over our head. Thank you for the food on our table.
The campers also attend a nighttime blue light ceremony that honors fallen Kentucky State troopers. After the ceremony, the children can ask the troopers questions about their job.
Like, what's the most stressful situation or decision that you've had to make?
How long does it take to usually train a canine?
KSP Commissioner Burnett hopes a week of camp gives the children a more positive image of the troopers.
Sometimes, unfortunately, the only interaction that a child may have with a trooper or law enforcement officer, period, would be in a negative light. Something that they can't control. But here, they can just be a kid. They're not having to worry about the ills of the world. They can just be here and be a kid and see other kids having a good time.
Off the beaten path at Trooper Island, I'm Sam Dick reporting for WEKU.